Yes, welcome to the Gonzo Chronicles. Hey, this is Cyrus Alderwood, your regular host. Thanks for checking us out again today. This is episode freaking 60. I'm having a drink to celebrate. What are you doing? Maybe you should get up, go to the fridge, grab yourself a drink, come back, listen to the rest of the show. Hey, we're not going to have a very long one today. That's not what she said. All right, I'm juvenile. All right, so thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. Yeah, a little Twilight Zone there at the beginning. Yeah, I learned something really, really new this week. Thanks to, reader email. I appreciate people like pointing out the weird and less than obvious to me. According to ilfscience.com, and special thanks to the folks who dropped these nuggets to me to look into, a surprising number of sea monster sightings can be explained by whale erections. I'm not kidding. Now, I watch my fair share of documentaries. I'm not going to lie. I actually have a subscription to CuriosityStream. So, yeah, I'm a special kind of nerd. However, I'd kind of heard about this like on the fly before, but I didn't really pay much attention to it till I get this email and then this link that was sent to me. And this is from IFL Science, like I said. The guy's name is James Felton, and this comes from on April 7th. So I'm going to read a little excerpt of this. I'll link this on my Facebook page. So if you want to go to the Gonzo Chronicles Facebook page, link over and read this. Yeah, it's interesting. For as long as there have been sailors on the oceans, singing shanties and saying pirate stuff about enjoying rum, there have been sightings of strange and fantastic creatures, from krakens to sea serpents and mermaids. Reports of the Kraken, which is a deadly giant monster that had rather inconvenient hankering for human flesh, go all the way back to the year 1180, when King Sverre of Norway wrote of a sea monster. Before long, sailors claimed that the beasts were the size of an island, attacked ships with their colossal arms, and as the legend evolved, able to sink whole ships by creating a gigantic whirlpool that could drag ships to the bottom of the ocean. This particular monster can most likely be explained by sightings of giant squid. And, if you're a connoisseur of the weird like me, you've probably seen or done some research or did a YouTube of giant squid, found some things on there. I think Discovery Channel had a documentary out some time back about it. For other creatures, specifically sightings of sea serpents, the mystery can't be solved without taking a good long look at whale stiffies. All right, I'm just going to kind of drop it right there. I'm going to leave the rest of the article for you to read. But I learned a couple of interesting things about whales this week. And not just from watching the old Wayne and Garth movies. What were those? Back in the 80s and 90s. Wayne's World, right? They would joke around like, "You suck. Yeah, you suck, big blue whale." Well, apparently, if anybody ever tried to do that, they'd be skewered worse than anything that Vlad the Impaler could do. apparently, a whale dong is, like the size of a freaking Cadillac. At that point, I started to feel very, very bad for female whales. Because at some point, something's got to hurt. I wonder if they do anal. You ever wonder that? Because the only reason I bring that up, this is weird. This is what I learned about whales. Whales are freaking kinky. I'm not kidding you. While two whales are getting it on, the male and the female, they're doing it. They're in the water, banging leather, whatever you want to call it. Another whale, another male whale, usually is circling them with a massive hard-on. And, it'll come up out of the water on his stomach and make his dong flop around outside. It looks like this big, giant tentacle, like something that would come out and wrap around like a kraken. It's like, what the hell? No wonder sailors were frightened when they saw something like that. Who knew that a dong could grow so big? However, whales, I guess they can't do three ways. Maybe because they're just fatties. I don't know. However, the third male circles around, comes up out of the water, flashes his dong for the whole world to see over and over and over until the other male is finished, and then he takes his turn. So it's like a whale gangbang. I didn't know they did threesomes. That's completely odd to me. Yeah. So maybe that's why they don't do three ways. They're fat. They're fat. They're fat whales. How are you going to do a three way? Crazy stuff, man. The weird and the macabre. You're going to learn crazy shit on this show that you never knew existed. And I apologize well in advance for that. Like, if you go back and listen to the first show, sorry. Sorry. I also learned another really interesting tidbit. And I noticed it's been going around Facebook, and people have been getting a real laugh out of this. There is actually a shop in London, in the UK, called Pound Town. Now, over here in the States, we laugh at that because, you know, that's like a joke going back to the 70s. Hey, baby, you want to go to Pound Town? No, it's a bad joke, but you know, it's there. It's in our history. It's part of our cultural lexicon, if you will. Pound Town. But that's the equivalent of dollar stores over there, and they are on the pound. And it never occurred to me that any shop that was similar to a dollar store here in America would have the word pound in it over there. That's such a fun word. You could go places with Pound Town. But hey, whoever decided to open those stores up over there, awesome choice on the name. I mean, you could have made it something easier. Like, if I was going to open a dollar store, I would want it to be very convenient. And would I call it cheap and easy? Maybe. It would certainly get some attention. Maybe the wrong kind of attention, but people would pull off the side of the road to check it out. Cheap and easy. I dare you to go to cheapandeasy.com. I've never been, but I'm not going to go. you're welcome to try it out if you want. So, yeah, there's Pound Town. Anyway, very interesting stuff there. Also, when I was on IFL Science, I was looking around. I noticed that there was an article that 5,000 tons of extraterrestrial particles rain down on Earth every year. So these scientists, I guess they go to Antarctica, go to the Arctic Circle to study this. I guess that's where there's the least amount of pollution, of just how much space junk finds its way to Earth that rains down on our heads every single year. So that's 5,000 tons, right? A ton is 2,000 pounds. That is 10 million pounds of space dust. What does that mean for us here on Earth? Well, really nothing, according to this article. They're still studying it. I would say next to nothing, unless at some point, maybe these particles, if you watch the X-Files, maybe these particles morph into something weird, and we have like Godzilla versus Kong over Beijing tearing up Commie Land. I don't know. Maybe they make their way down to Toronto, New York, whipping ass all over the western side of the world. I don't know. It's certainly something to think about. One of the reasons I wanted to come on and do a second podcast today, I uploaded one earlier, and I had a guest on yesterday, Teresa St. Francis, and we had the weirdest audio problems. No joke. I've never experienced anything like that, and I've been using Audacity pretty easily for the entire time. It was just a free download of Audacity that I used to record in. So when I Skype with someone or Zoom, I just hit record. And we go from there. However, like toward the tail end of the show, I noticed like this weird muffling coming from either Zoom or Audacity or whatever. It sounded really, really weird. And I could barely hear her or understand her. And then I looked up at my Audacity program and it said not responding. So I thought, this sucks, right? Tech difficulties. I've never experienced this during a show. I hope I never do again, because I'm certainly not MacGyver. I don't know how to fix things on the fly. But anyway, I paused it, recorded again, tried to stop it. Right, I thought I had actually stopped the recording until we fixed the issue. And part of what we talked about, actually, I thought we were not being recorded. Actually recorded, because I'd already stopped the recording at that point. So why it's still recorded through that, I don't know. It's not that we said anything really, you know, off the charts, but that's why the interview sounds a little bit different, like toward the last 5 minutes of the show. And then, you know, we kind of close the show out, and I thank her, and, you know, invite her back on sometime. It was a really, really interesting talk, a really deep subject. because she's a psychic medium, and I was kind of excited about having her on, and we kind of had difficulties, you know, getting our schedules together, and that's mostly on me, or all on me, actually. So, you know, anyway, we're done with the chat, and I asked her, I said, I'm sorry that happened. This never happened. She goes, it happens to her all the time. She said almost every podcast interview she does, or radio interview, or even taping, has glitches. And she said it was because of the intensity and power of the spirits that surround her, that it drains out energy from things that people are using. She said she can't start video recording without batteries, noticing batteries being drained significantly within 10 minutes. And every time she does an interview, it does the same kind of garbled type of stuff that happened to me and her last night. So this is nothing new to her. And I thought, well, this is, you know, it's okay. I'll take your word for that because I've never experienced this, but it happens to her almost every time. And she said it was because of the spirits and the energy. Okay, so we hang up our Zoom call. And the weird thing is, I pull the audio file back up from Audacity, and I go back to the beginning, and I hit play just to listen and see how it started. Yeah, it sounded from the beginning. Actually, this started from the very beginning, and it didn't filter through for me to hear until like later, you know, 45 minutes later. So I don't know why it started that, but it was in slow motion. So it was like me talking in slow motion with white noise all around me. And I thought, okay, that's just effing weird. Why would it do? I didn't record this in any kind of slow motion. I wouldn't even know how to. So anyway, I thought, well, that's really odd. Why would it do that? So I saved it to an MP3. And I went to listen to the MP3 file to see if all that did the same thing. Well, I get over to the MP3 file, and it's clear as a whistle. Just absolutely clear as a whistle, like nothing ever happened. So I'm fast-forwarding, I'm listening in different segments to make sure, you know, the whole podcast to be okay. Because for those of you who listen to the show, I don't go back and edit, cut out anything. When I'm done with an interview or talking to somebody or talking about a subject, I just literally, I hit save, I go over to the portal, I upload the podcast, the audio file into Podbean, and what you get is an organic, a real conversation, not edited for mistakes or somebody sneezing or coughing or whatever. Like, I want you to hear, I want you to hear the entire thing as it was. Plus, I'm not going to waste my time going back cleaning stuff up. When it would take a lot of time for just probably a few seconds, I would even cut out of a show. But I want you to hear everything talked about, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I listened to it, and as I'm going through, like, literally the last 5 minutes on that MP3 file, that messed up. So, like, when I started hearing it in real time, that's when you start hearing it on the MP3. Except I thought I'd stopped it. I did stop it, stopped the recording, but yet it kept recording. And you may or may not even be able to make out what we were talking about. But that's not the point. But when you get to that point, it sounds like everything is being fast-forwarded, like I'm some sort of auctioneer, and I'm talking way fast, and she's talking way fast, and our voices are higher pitched, and you have all that white noise around. And I thought, well, that is weird. Why on the one file is it everything and like I'm talking like I'm catatonic and everything is so slow motion, and then on the other file it's fine, and then till the end when it sounds like we're speed talking with white noise around us. So I really honestly I don't have any explanation for why that happened. If you're a listener and you use Audacity for anything and you've experienced this before, hey, just drop me a quick email or something, or touch base with me on social media and let me know. I'd be kind of curious if that's something that's normal I should expect from time to time, how I can clean that up, or if that was literally these, you know, she said these spirits and their energy can mess these recordings up, and she experiences that all the time. Well, that kind of gave me the willies a little bit, so I'm like, I hope it's on your end and not on my end, you know. But still, you know, it was a deep conversation. It was a really good show, so I hope you get a chance to go back and listen. And I did put her website link on my Facebook page if you want to check that out. But so today we've learned two things, folks. We can literally go to Pound Town if we want to. Hey, it's free country, right? Or I think we're free. We should be. So you can go to Pound Town if you want. Be careful on the seas because what you think is a kraken coming at you or a sea monster just might be a giant whale dong. I don't know what's more frightening. I think I'd rather face the kraken than a big giant whale dong. All right. Thanks for tuning into the Gonzo Chronicles. I appreciate it, folks. You can follow me on CyrusAlderwood.com. I actually did do a brief website update not long ago. I keep telling people I'm going to. I actually did it. Also, follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I may get a couple of drinks in me and be, interesting on Twitter and social media tonight. Join me in the next Gonzo Chronicles. Don't really have any guests scheduled, but we'll see what's going on in the near future. I got a couple of busy days coming up, but we'll be back with obviously something weird and cool to talk about. Until then, folks, thanks for tuning into the Gonzo Chronicles. This is Cyrus Alderwood. I will see you on down the road.